Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. Many local high school teams are on spring break this week, but there's still some action going on, especially at the collegiate level. And the NAZ Wranglers get their season started this weekend. The show will cover that in a little bit. This week's show begins with college sports as the season came to an end for the Yavapai College Rough Riders men's basketball team in the NJCAA Division I Region 1 playoffs as Yavapai College fell to Eastern Arizona in Thatcher on Saturday, 83-53. Eastern Arizona got off to a fast start, outscoring the Rough Riders 37-19 in the opening half. Yavapai College wasn't able to make inroads into the deficit in the second half, as while the offense was better for the Rough Riders, the defense couldn't slow down Eastern Arizona. In the loss, four Rough Riders scored in double digits, three of whom scored 12 points. The Rough Riders were burned by Lee Rickwood Pitt, who scored 20 points, and Noah Ogilly, who added 19 points. The Rough Riders went 11-20 overall in the regular season and really struggled near the end, losing 12 of their last 13 regular season games. Meanwhile, the Embry-Riddle women's basketball team plays in the first round of the NAIA Women's Basketball Championship on Friday against Carroll, Montana. Embry-Riddle went 19-12 in the regular season and won the first CalPAC Women's Basketball Championship in program history. Carroll went 24-5 overall and 14-1 in conference play. The Eagles will need to slow down Jamie Pickens, who averaged a double-double this season with 18.9 points and 11.2 rebounds per game. We'll get caught up with the few high school teams in action this week, cover other college scores, and preview the Wranglers season opener coming up. But before that, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Reach out for all your plumbing and heating needs. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's get caught up with the rest of the teams in the area with the whip around. Starting off with the Prescott High School baseball team, the Badgers fell to Saguaro at home on Monday 12-6 to fall to 3-3 overall. In the loss, seniors Jack Burton and Ryan Elliott each hit home runs and drove in three. The team gets region play started on Tuesday as they visit Coconino at 4 p.m. The Badgers will then host Coconino next Thursday at 3 p.m. After competing in the Wrangler Classic softball tournament over the weekend, the Badgers softball team returns from spring break next week, also against Coconino, as they will host the Panthers on Tuesday at 4 p.m. and then travel to Coconino on Thursday for a game at 4 p.m. The team is 4-2 so far on the season. The Badgers boys tennis team on Tuesday will take on Barry Goldwater at 3:30 p.m. before hosting rival Bradshaw Mountain next Thursday at 3:30 p.m. The team is a perfect 4-0 so far on the season. The girls tennis team is 3-1 on the season and will host Barry Goldwater at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday and then travel to Bradshaw Mountain next Thursday for a match at 3:30 p.m. The Badgers boys volleyball team is 3-2 overall on the season as they will participate in the Cougar Volleyball Invitational over the weekend before hosting Northwest Christian on Tuesday and Deer Valley next Thursday, both at 5:30 p.m. Over to Bradshaw Mountain as the baseball team won 2 and lost 1 in the Lancer Baseball Classic this week at 2-2 overall on the season. The Bears are on the road against St. Mary's on Monday at 6 p.m. The softball team at 3-1 overall competes in the West Valley Softball Invitational beginning on Thursday and then has a busy week ahead as they host St. Mary's at 3:45 p.m. on Monday, travel to Lee Williams for a game next Tuesday, hosts Agua Fria at 3:45 p.m. on Wednesday, and then Lee Williams at 3:45 p.m. on Thursday. The Bradshaw Mountain boys tennis team beat Raymond S. Kellis on Tuesday 6-3 to improve to 5-0 overall. Up next are road games next Tuesday against Lee Williams and then Prescott on Thursday at 3:30 p.m. The girls tennis team lost to Raymond S. Kellis 5-4 to drop to 2-3 overall. The team hosts Lee Williams next Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. and then hosts Prescott on Thursday also at 3:30 p.m. The boys and girls track and field teams will compete in the Red Mountain Rampage on Friday. The boys volleyball team fell to Chrisman on Wednesday 3-2 to fall to 1-3 overall as they get set to compete in the Cougar Volleyball Invitational on Friday and Saturday. They then host St. Mary's at 5:30 p.m. on Monday and then travel to play Estrella Foothills next Thursday, also at 5:30 p.m. The Chino Valley baseball team lost their third straight game on Tuesday 18-5 to Fountain Hills at home. At 1-4 overall, they'll look to get some revenge against Fountain Hills on the road Thursday at 3:45 p.m. They then host Tonopah Valley on Monday and River Valley on Wednesday, both at 3:45 p.m. The softball team swept Fountain Hills in a doubleheader on Monday by a combined score of 41-4. Eight players had an RBI in the second game of the doubleheader that ended after three innings. At 2-4 overall, the team competes in the Kingman High School Invitational on Friday and Saturday before hosting Tonopah Valley at 3:45 p.m. on Monday, traveling to Borgate Catholic for a game on Tuesday, and then hosting Borgate Catholic at 3:45 p.m. next Friday. The boys and girls track and field teams compete in the Rattler Booster on Saturday at North Canyon High School. On to spring college sports, starting with the Rough Riders baseball team that split a doubleheader against Phoenix on Saturday before being swept in a doubleheader against number 6 Central Arizona on Wednesday by scores of 10-9 and 23-3. At 11-15 overall, the Rough Riders host Paradise Valley for a doubleheader on Tuesday and Langley Blaze for a doubleheader on Wednesday. Each doubleheader starts at noon. The softball team, after being swept by number 14 Phoenix on Saturday, swept Chandler Gilbert in a doubleheader at home on Tuesday by scores of 5-4 and 11-2. At 5-10 overall, the Rough Riders travel to Phoenix on Saturday for a doubleheader against South Mountain and then back to Phoenix next Tuesday for a doubleheader against Gateway. On to Embry-Riddle, as the Eagles softball team went 4-1 over the weekend and also had its game against Madonna canceled on Friday. The Eagles beat Jamestown's St. Francis Viterbo and William Penn, but then lost to Viterbo on Sunday. The team is 14-8 overall, as the Eagles get set to host doubleheaders on Friday and Saturday against Simpson. Friday's games start at 2 p.m. and Saturday's games start at noon. The Eagles baseball team swept St. Catherine in a doubleheader on Saturday, 17-7 and 15-2, and then beat Hastings at home on Monday, 17-7. At 16-8 overall, the Eagles play Simpson on the road Friday at 3 p.m. and then play Simpson again in a doubleheader on Saturday beginning at noon. The men's and women's golf teams compete in the showdown at Sundance next Monday and Tuesday. And the NAZ Wranglers are back in action this weekend as the team kicks off the regular season at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley on Saturday at 6:05 p.m. against the Arizona Rattlers. The team, after winning their first IFL National Championship in just their second season, went 7-8 last year, beating the Rattlers in the first round of the playoffs 62-53, before losing in the semifinal to the eventual champion Bay Area Panthers 68-46. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week as spring sports roll on.